Come in, please.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
Good morning. You're Mr. Sun, aren't you? Take a seat, please.
Yes, thank you.
I've noticed from your resume that you majored in accounting at Peking University. Will you please tell me something about your related courses?
In the first academic year, we learned principles of accounting, and in the following years, we learned cost accounting, commercial accounting, industrial accounting, and management accounting.
Have you taken accounting for decision-making and control?
No, we haven't taken such a course, but we have taken a more specialized course for decision-making by the name of forecasting and decision-making.
From your school report card, I can see you did well in every course, but our advertisement says we need an accountant with practical work experience.
I forgot to include my experience as an accountant in my resume. In fact, I took a part-time job as an accountant at the Atlantic Trading Company during my second and third school year. I worked 3 evenings a week there, and I did quite well. Here is the recommendation.
You can speak English fluently, but I wonder if you can deal with bookkeeping and accounting in English.
No problem. The professional English course is just English for accounting. Moreover, as you know, the Atlantic Trading Company is a Sino-Australian joint venture. When I served part-time there, I became well acquainted with accounting operated in English.
That sounds fine. Why did you choose to apply to our company?
I have a relative working as a manager in your manufacturing department. Her name is Liu Ling. She told me a lot about your company, and I became quite interested. I believe I can have a promising career with the development of this company.
Do you know something about the payment we give to our employees?
No. Can you tell me about it?
Of course. As for an entry-level accountant, we pay 1,500 yuan a month in the first half year. We have a grading system to evaluate your work. If you have made progress, we will certainly raise your salary. For beginners with a CPA certificate, they can earn at least 2,000 yuan a month.
I have passed the 5 courses required by the Chinese CPA Association, but the certificate won't come to hand until next month. How about that?
I hope you can show me your CPA certificate before we reach a decision by the end of July.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith. It is really a pleasure talking with you.
The same for me. We'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Excuse me, sir. I am coming to apply for the position of accountant.
Oh, please sit down. What university did you graduate from?
I graduated from Tianjin College of Commerce.
What was your major at college?
My major was accounting.
Can you name some of the courses you completed in relation to accounting?
Sure. I took such courses as accounting principles, commercial accounting, cost accounting, industrial accounting, electronic data processing accounting, and accounting involved in foreign capital enterprises.
What kind of work are you doing now?
I'm engaged in accounting.
What are your responsibilities in your present work?
My work involves various routine bookkeeping and basic accounting tasks, including journal entries, verifying data and reconciling discrepancies, preparing detailed reports from raw data, and checking accounting documents for completeness, mathematical accuracy, and consistency.
Are you familiar with the PRC financial and tax regulations?
I think so.
Can you tell me something about this balance sheet now?
Of course. This balance sheet contains 3 major sections, that is, assets, liabilities, and owner's equity. So you see, the total current liabilities of your company are $3,372,000, and the owner's equity is $5,400,000. That means that the total assets, which is equal to the sum of the creditors' and the owner's equities, are $8,772,000.
What's the creditor's equity?
The creditor's equity is the same as liabilities.